Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I sat down with Philadelphia Orchestra music director Yannick Nézet-Séguin to talk about two symphonies from Vienna, Haydn's 103rd, written in 1795, and Bruckner's 4th, which premiered in 1881.
In a certain way, it resembles what I like to call the alpha and omega of the symphony in the Viennese tradition. Technically, of course, after Bruckner, after the 4th symphony, there was more development through its 9th symphony. There was more development, of course, with Mahler a little later on. So it's not exactly the omega, and it's not exactly the alpha, because as we know, Haydn composed 104 symphonies, and this one is the penultimate, 103. So there was already a big development since in symphony number 1 himself to this 103. However, the way Haydn conveys the spirit of Austrian music, especially the nature one. There is a sense of rooted in folklore, which is the case with many other Central European music. There is also some humor. And in Bruckner, the characteristic of his 4th symphony is definitely also more connected to nature in general and to I wouldn't say folklore, but something which has to do with the history of Austria as a nation, as people, going back to the medieval times and having castles and knights and hunting scenes. And for this reason, I think that he pays tribute himself, Bruckner, very much to the own tradition of his predecessors, especially Haydn.
And even though these two symphonies are very different, you can see similarities in the way they innovate. Was Vienna such a popular place for musicians at the time because it allowed composers to innovate?
Definitely, when you get so many people, and also not necessarily originally from Vienna, but gathering in this mecca of music, they of course will influence each other and try to outdo the other. So this is typical. It happened also in Paris, happened also in Berlin, happened also in St. Petersburg, in New York, in London. And these great cities for music were the chance to, yes, innovate, think further, be more different. However, the paradox with Vienna is that there was also in parallel a very, very strong sense of tradition, of rules, and a set of also village-like mentality that if politically you were close to the power, you had this set of rules. But of course, the ones we still play today are in general the ones who didn't play by the rules. Haydn had the great fortune of having worked most of his life for a great prince who actually enabled him and allowed him to explore. But Mozart, on the other hand, was always at odds with the authority. But that's probably what made this place such a wonderful bed for evolution.
Great. Thank you so much.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.